Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. About anything and everything to raise your vibration, to make you question your reality and what you're capable of creating. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Davey, and here on the Vibration Station, we are inspired to inspire you to be the absolute best version of yourself. In each and every single moment, we have a choice. We have a choice in regards to the thoughts that we think, the actions that we take, the expectations that we set for ourselves. And each of these choices has a ripple effect. Each of these choices has a vibrational equivalent. As you know, here on the Vibration Station, we like to talk about the law of attraction. We like to talk about the understanding that wherever you put your energy is what you are continuing to manifest. And as you choose to create the snowball effect with focusing your energy in a specific way, it continues to manifest in your reality in that specific way. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the ripple effect. The ripple effect. What does that mean? It's like the butterfly effect? Kinda? Sorta? Not really. The ripple effect is basically the thoughts that you think ripple throughout the time and space continuum in which you exist. Now, what does that mean? You just tune into the show, and I'm telling you the thoughts that you think ripple throughout the time and space continuum in which you exist. What in the heck does that mean? Well, everything that you experience is a holographic projection of your consciousness. Everything that you experience is being perceived by the perceiver. And the perceiver is you. And as you focus your energy, and as you focus your thoughts, and as you take action towards those thoughts in a certain and specific way, things in your reality start to manifest. Things in your reality start to materialize. So, according to quantum physics, the manifestation of a button, and Abraham Hicks also says this, the manifestation of a button should be, or according to quantum physics, is as easily manifested as the castle. So the energy to create a button and the energy to create a castle are equal. It does not take more energy to manifest a castle than it does a button. We just have an expectation that the buttons are easier to flow into our lives. You don't even think about it. Oh yeah, I got buttons on my shirt, got buttons everywhere. buttons for days. But then you think about your relationship with a castle, you're like, oh, castles. Man, well, there's one at the end of the hill off that exit on the freeway. They're not as common. They're not as vibrationally in alignment as buttons. But if we take into account the ripple effect of thought, your deliberate power to focus your thoughts and then take action on those thoughts in a specific way, which then create this rippling momentum, which shift the entire constructs of your holographic reality from what it once was to what it now is. This is not only using the law of attraction, but it's also understanding the ripple effect of your thoughts, your actions, your expectations. So when you set an expectation for yourself, how much do you believe in that expectation? A belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. It's all a belief is. It's a thought that you keep thinking. So when you set an expectation for yourself, when you say, I expect to manifest $100,000 in the next 6 months. Let's just say, let's use that as an example. Let's say that you wish to manifest $100,000 within the next 6 months. Well, the ripple effect of your thoughts must start at you believing that you deserve to receive $100,000. It must start at a point in your consciousness, which is actually a focused point in time and space, to where you actually agree with the vibrational equivalent of receiving whatever number of dollars you wish to receive. Now, keep in mind, you are infinite creators. So according to quantum physics, if you said, I want $1 billion in a week, if you were a vibrational equivalent to actually lining up and receiving it, then the universe would have to yield it to you. It's just people have so much thought that obstructs their focused momentum, the focused thought, the thought that actually moves and shakes reality from one parallel version to another. There's so much noise, there's staticky noise in between your focus. And that is what creates the barrier of time between what you wish to manifest and what you currently have. So the ripple effect of thought. You must first focus on understanding that you are worthy of receiving whatever it is that you ask the universe for. First and foremost, we start at this. Do you understand that you are a vibrational being? Do you understand that every vibrating particle of your essence is energy, is quantum energy, and it's manifested in a dense physical plane? Do you understand that? If you do, then you understand that your thoughts are also energy in the same way that your body is. In the same way that you have hands that you can touch and you can feel and you can use, they're your best friends. Those are manifested, those are tangible, they're physical. Your thoughts are energetic hands. They can direct, they can move, they can flip, they can turn. But not just what your hands can lift, but your entire reality, literally. Your entire reality, your thoughts can shift, can flip upside down the reality in which you experience. By deliberately choosing to focus in a specific way, that brings you joy. It all revolves around joy. So how does this tie into the ripple effect of thought? Wouldn't you just say, well, that's just the law of attraction? Well, yes, that is absolutely the law of attraction. But here's where the ripple comes in. when you choose to make that deliberate shift, that is the ripple. When you choose to shift into believing instead of wanting, when you choose to shift into accepting instead of resisting, when you choose to shift into accepting your worthiness, being worthy of the energy of creation, being worthy of whatever it is that you wish to manifest in your life, that's where the ripple is created. It's like a big drop in a still lake. It drops and it ripples out and it creates these little waves. And it actually changes the molecular structure of the lake or of the still water in the same way that when you choose to focus your thoughts in a different way than you have been, and you choose to manifest deliberately something that you believe you are worthy of, this is when the universal wind is at your back. Well, the universal wind is always at your back. There's never a time where the universal wind is not blowing at your back. But there is a time that you are resisting it. And that resistance comes from, oh, well, it would take this action and this action and this action and this action to actually get that. I would have to work this many hours to manifest that money. How am I going to do it? You got to break out of that box. That is a box that you're operating in. That is literally a box that you are living in. And you are setting your entire expectations for reality, for life, within these parameters, within this box. What if you said to the universe, I would like $100,000 and I have no idea where it's going to come from, but I believe within my heart of hearts that it's on its way? What if you said that? The first time you say it, you might have a difficult time believing it, depending on your relationship with money. Now, you might have a great relationship with money and you might be able to actually say that to yourself in the mirror and manifest $100,000 quicker than your expected time. That is the ripple effect. How much energy are you snowballing into creating what you wish to create for yourself? And $100,000 is literally just it's a metaphor for whatever in your life. The perfect relationship, the perfect job, that perfect number. Whether it's a million, 10 million, 100 million, whether it's an impact you wish to make on this planet, let's get water to the people of Tanzania, let's get water to those in Masako, let's get water to, I mean, whoever needs it, let's get clean and fresh water and supplies and clothing and support and assistance to all places in the world that need it. We can visualize that. And as we visualize that, we actually create it. We instill a momentum throughout time and space that creates a vibrational asking for that physical manifestation. So when you actually say to the universe, which is you just saying to yourself, because within you lies the entire cosmos, within your DNA lies everything, all time, all space, all past, all present. You are not just this dense flesh being walking around in a world of billions of other people. No, no, no. You are everything, everyone, everywhere, every when, every place, every time. You are everything. And the great masters will teach you this. But you say, how could you say I am everything if I am experiencing just my perspective? Well, you are a fractal of the whole. So the whole is experiencing itself through you, through others, back through you. So every single person that you interact with is actually a reflection of your consciousness. Now, that doesn't mean that these people are not separate from you or they're not outside of you. They absolutely are. It doesn't mean that the people you interact with are holographic projections of your consciousness and nothing is, no one's real. They are absolutely real, but they are a vibrational equivalent of the version that you are capable of interacting with. That's why, if you notice, when you change your vibration, when you shift your vibration from one feeling of doubt or fear or resentment or anger, whatever low vibration thought you might be thinking, you notice people start to reflect that back to you. They are angry or they are frustrated, or you could see the fight in them. You could see that they're fighting. But when you choose to shift that into an expectation of joy, prosperity, happiness, laughter, abundance for all, clean water, blessing all facets of this life, bless the water, bless the food, everything, that is when you will notice the reflections of the people around you are actually projecting in a way that is a vibrational equivalent to your newfound joy. People will interact with you in a way that they never have before when you shift your vibration to a frequency that you never have before. Does that make sense? So everyone and everything is responding to your vibration, because within you contains the whole. And I know that this is a lot to take in if you think about the essence of what we're talking about here. Wow, all of time and space, all galactic origins, everything is actually seeded and coded in my DNA. It is. It's dormant. It's lying dormant. It's just something that you haven't accessed yet. It's just something that you haven't cleared the static from, to listen to hear, to tap into. But when you clear the static, when you clear the noise, and you get so focused on one idea, one thought, that's when the ripple occurs. That's when you drop that boulder into the lake. And it creates these changes in the lake's momentum. It creates changes in the velocity of the way that the water is rippling throughout the lake. So in the same way that your thoughts can ripple and change your reality, is the same way that dropping a boulder or a pebble in a lake has that same ripple effect. Now, the lake is a metaphor for the grid of time and space in which you operate in. Time and space grid, it's like, literally, it's like a lake. It could be manipulated. It could be moved. How do you say you move a lake? Well, you direct the water in a different way. Right? That's what beavers do when they create dams. They direct the water in a different way by stopping it. So there's all of these different facets that come into play when you talk about the metaphor of life being like a river, or this human experience being like the stream of consciousness, the stream that flows down the river. The water, the energy, they are one. You are water, you are energy. You are one with everything. As you heal yourself, you heal the planet. As you choose to focus on health and well-being and love and compassion and prosperity and abundance for all, you actually shift yourself to a planet that reflects whatever you're focusing on. Happiness, abundance, joy, prosperity, love, light, laughter. Whatever it is. That is the essence of what your reality will indeed reflect. There's no question. That's how it works. All the masters speak of this. All the masters speak of the power of focusing your thoughts, the power of getting in the gap, the silence of the mind. What is getting in the gap? Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about this, the gap, the space in between your thoughts, the stillness of the mind, the knowingness that everything is manifesting in a perfect divine right action. This is the answer. It sounds so cliche. It sounds so silly. But it's true. You set an expectation for yourself. You set an expectation for your planet. You ask yourself, which is asking the universe for something, whether it's happiness, whether it's well-being for all beings on this planet, whether it's abundance for yourself and for all. You ask, you ask, you ask, you ask, you ask, and then you let it go. You stop. You stop asking. And you be present. And in being present, you allow for the universe to yield to you everything that you've been asking for, so as long as your expectations in that present moment are a vibrational equivalent to receiving everything that you've been focusing your energy towards. So here on today's show, we are asking you, we are inviting you. We would never ask anything of you, we would only invite you. We are inviting you to think outside of the parameters of your box of consciousness that you have set for yourself. We're asking for you to forget all of this prerequisite action that is quote unquote necessary to manifest things that you desire. And when I say things that you desire, keep in mind, I'm also talking about desires for the entire planet. I desire for all beings to be in a state of utter bliss and happiness and peace with themselves and compassion with themselves and one another. This is a desire of mine. Call it selfish because it's outside of me. Call it selfish because I want it for other people. But I do visualize a world where all beings are capable of extending and receiving compassion, gratitude, abundance, joy, happiness, love, light, laughter on a global scale, not just at a festival, not just, you know, at a one location on the planet. I'm talking about everyone around the world has reached a state of consciousness where they understand the importance of being love to one another, where they understand the importance of being compassionate to one another, where they understand the importance of being exactly to another what they wish to be to themselves. It's like the golden rule, treat others as you wish to be treated. So let's loop this back around to the ripple effect. The ripple effect of your thought. The ripple effect of your capability to shift and manipulate your reality by focusing in a way that serves yourself and all of mankind. This is how to deliberately create. This is how you manifest the life of your dreams. This is how you create heaven on earth. So why do we take the time to focus so heavily on you being happy, on you understanding the ripple effect of your thoughts, of you understanding your power to create, your power to move and shake every single facet of your reality. Why do we spend the time focusing on the things that we all know we have accessibility to? It's because we've created excuses and reasons to pinch ourselves off. Now, we pinch ourselves off without even knowing it. We deliberately pinch ourselves off by getting so tangled up in the day-to-day routine and the must-dos and the what-ifs and the I-have-tos and the I'm going to make this person sad if I don'ts, right? We get so tied up in being a servant to everything in our reality that we forget that we actually are the masters. We are the masters of creation. As we focus our thoughts in a deliberate way, we reconstruct the vibrational signature of our time and space grid. You are just living in a matrix. We are all operating in this holographic matrix of consciousness. We are all operating in this field, this grid of quantum algorithms that are generated by consciousness. The brain is a supercomputer. Do you understand? It can be programmed. It can be upgraded. It could be downgraded. The entire human system is an extremely advanced quantum computer. And when you understand that, and when you approach your experience as if you are a supercomputer, you download information, you receive and transmit knowledge from yourself to the entire grid of the collective consciousness of this planet. Not only this planet, but the grid of the cosmos. There's a galactic equator in the same way that the Earth has an equator. There are other planets with intelligent species that we already know about. We just don't talk about them. That's a whole other show. But what we're talking about here is your power to deliberately focus your thoughts in a way that will literally reconfigure and recalibrate every single facet of your life for the betterment of yourself and humanity. Why don't we start doing this every day? Why don't we make this our main focus in life? Because we don't believe in it enough? Well, once again, a belief is just the thought that you keep thinking. So ask yourself, does not believing in your power serve you? And if the answer is yes, then keep doing it and see how quickly you'll manifest. I'll give you a roadmap to the future. You're not going to manifest things very quickly if you don't embrace your own power, if you don't embrace the empowerment of all that you are. Now, I'm not saying that you can't, that you don't have the capability. Because every single person on this planet has the capability of manifesting anything that they focus on. So I wanted to open up the phone lines real quick and ask anyone if they want to call in to go ahead and call in. Now's the time, 323-203-0815. Phone lines are open. We're going to wait for a caller. And we got a caller. Welcome to the show. You are on Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey, and who do we have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, Davey. How are you?
Hey, who are we speaking with?
I'm sorry, it's Melissa. What's going on?
Hey, Melissa. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Awesome.
I'm good. I was just listening to what you were talking about with, you know, making sure that we start manifesting what we want. And I just had a question for you because I really like, I love your show and I love what you're talking about always. So I just wanted to tell you something that's sort of bothering me and maybe you can help me out.
It would be my pleasure, Melissa. This is why we're here.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good. I've been listening to Esther Hicks for a long time, and I've read the Law of Attraction books and all that.
Beautiful. So you are, you're an Abraham fan. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, and I've really, you know, really tried to, I've had some problems with relationships. So my boyfriend that I was with for about 3 years broke up with me about 6 months ago.
I'm so sorry.
And it kind of hurt, and it's taken me a while to get over it, but I'm kind of over it. And my girlfriends are wonderful, and I have some other nice guy friends who've helped me get through it. And what I was wondering is, how can I'm kind of ready, I think, to have some new men in my life, and I'm, you know, kind of doing some online stuff, and I've been getting some pretty good responses, but I'm kind of paranoid about getting hurt again. I don't want to get hurt, and I'm like not trusting people, because I think if I am, you know, I don't want to come off desperate, but I don't want to come off, too paranoid, but
sure.
I just kind of having a hard time because I really got hurt. And how? What's the best way that I could manifest someone who is just right for me? Or how can I get rid of my fear of being hurt?
Ah, beautiful.
You know?
Beautiful. Well, first and foremost, Melissa, I want to thank you so much for having the courage to call in on the Vibration Station today and share with us the way that you're feeling. We truly honor your courage, and we honor your strength, and we honor your power, and we honor everything that you have experienced, which has brought you to this moment in time and space.
You're welcome.
So to answer your question, how do I get rid of the fear of being hurt again so I can manifest the man of my dreams? Is that about right?
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
It all starts with you. You have all the responsibility in this situation. And when I say responsibility, what I mean is opportunity. You have the opportunity to be whoever you want to be and understand that in using the laws of the universe, you will attract someone that's a vibrational equivalent to who you have chosen to embody. Now, when I say who you've chosen to embody, there are an infinite number of parallel versions of you, Melissa. What I mean by that is, if you made this choice in fifth grade and started hanging out with this person, you very well might be in a different state. You have no idea. This is the show. This is the ripple effect. This is what we're talking about on today's show. So the ripple effect from this moment in time and space, from this point, how do you get rid of the fear so you can get rid of the fear of being hurt so you can manifest the man of your dreams? Number one, empower yourself. How do you empower yourself? Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. I, Melissa, am my own beloved, and I am beautiful, and I deserve an amazing man. I deserve a man that is a vibrational equivalent to everything that I've ever desired in a man. I deserve a man that is faithful to me. I deserve a man that loves me, that cares for me just as much as he cares for himself. I deserve a man that is financially stable and willing to actually take care of me if that's what I want. I deserve a man that's willing to accept my financial contributions. I deserve a man that's willing to accept my energetic and spiritual contributions. So this is what you say. So what you do is you get on this momentum. You see how all of a sudden my voice picked up, it got a little louder, and I started to talk a little quicker?
Yeah.
It's because I'm creating momentum. And you could do the exact same thing, Melissa, is you start creating momentum. And when you create momentum, that's when you actually, just like we were talking about earlier in the show, are you dropping a pebble in the lake, in the still lake, or are you dropping a boulder? If you drop the pebble, you're going to make right. these very tiny little ripple effects. And the pebble, you're not going to see too much of the pebble reflect in your reality, because the pebble is just kind of the standard flow of things, and that's when you start to lean towards something that you want to manifest, but not really. The boulder is, bam, you drop this thought, you focus on it, you put all your energy into believing that you are worthy of manifesting a man that is a vibrational equivalent to everything that you deserve. That is when the man will appear, and you don't go looking for him. See, that's also the
right.
That's also what so many people do, is they go and look for the relationship. They go and look for the money. They go and look for the perfect. You can't go at it like that. You need to get in a vibrational alignment with yourself. You need to go in nature. You need to tap in to the inner
yeah.
workings of all that make you you. Find that spot that makes you so happy. Be happy, first of all. I want to say,
right.
I'm sorry that you had your breakup 6 months ago, but I also want to say congratulations. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on the stepping stone of moving into a new life. Okay? So instead of saying I'm sorry, which I'm sure you've been hearing now for 6 months, I'm going to say congratulations. Congratulations on taking the
Thank
first
you.
Step into embodying a greater version of yourself. Congratulations into allowing yourself
yeah.
an opportunity to be someone that you've never been before. So how do we manifest the man of our dreams or the woman of our dreams if while simultaneously releasing our fear of being hurt? We embody our power. We empower ourselves. We get happy
right
now, regardless of the circumstances. Find a reason to get happy. I have a question. Have you drinking water today, Melissa?
Yeah. Yeah, I have, for sure.
How?
Yeah, pretty much.
Take a moment. Let's just take a moment. And I know this is silly, but this is what I do with a lot of the people that I interact with that reach out to me for assistance, reach out to me for help. On Universal Consciousness 1111, we have a service. It's called Clarity Calls. We have people calling all the time asking for advice.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I do in these Clarity Calls
yeah.
is I ask people, I say, have you had some water today? And usually...
Yeah, I could drink more, though. I could.
It's not about how much you've drinking. What it's about is the fact that you have had the opportunity to drink clean water that nourishes your body today. So today, you have a great blessing under your belt.
Yeah.
You got to drink
true.
Clean water, unlike a lot of people in parts of the world right now. Right? So, Melissa, let's start with...
True. Now, that makes sense.
Let's,
so you're saying I should be grateful. Is
yes.
that what you're saying?
You got to be grateful.
Yeah.
You got to get happy now. You got to get happy now and forget about everything else. You got to get happy with yourself. You need to be content being single. You need to be content being exactly who you are. Get as happy as you possibly can get. And then just follow your highest excitements. So get happy, stay happy, act on your inspirations, and in the process of acting on your inspirations, you will absolutely manifest a man that is a vibrational equivalent to the way that you are feeling. See, you want a man that's going to empower you, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If you want a man that's going to empower you, you need to empower yourself first, right?
Right. Right.
Because you're not going to Go on.
I think I became too dependent, and I took advantage that it was always going to be okay.
Mm.
And so what you're saying is I need to just kind of get over it and probably just think about positive things.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily...
try to do things that make me feel good. But how am I supposed to get out there and maybe meet somebody if I don't, you said to go like in the woods and relax and kind of find peace and all that. How am I going to meet somebody if I don't put it out there, like, you know, no, on social media or go out to,
I don't think,
like, clubs and stuff?
Melissa?
Yeah.
I don't think you really processed what I was saying. I said you need to.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. I said you need to get happy now. When you get happy, just listen for a moment. Get happy now. When you get happy now, and then take action on your inspiration, you will, through the process of acting on your inspiration, manifest a man along the way. I'm not saying go in the woods and stay there for a week. What I'm saying is, whether it's going in nature or going to the beach or staying in your room and putting on some Abraham Hicks or doing whatever, get happy now and then stay happy. Get happy now.
Okay.
Stay happy and act on your inspirations. When you act on your inspirations, that is when the universe yields to you endless opportunities to attract everything you've been asking for. So when you feel, when you get happy first, you got to get happy. When you get happy first, and then you just feel inspired to go get a smoothie. Go get a smoothie.
Right.
And you just might meet that guy at the smoothie shop. Does that make sense? You got to get happy first. And then once you get happy, you got to take action on what inspires you. Let's say that you get inspired to go take a yoga class. Or let's say you get inspired to take a walk around the block. But here's the thing. Don't expect this guy to just be waiting there at the smoothie shop. Know that it's an that it's a possibility, but don't hold your breath. Be more focused on you being happy in this moment right now, enjoying the bliss, enjoying the smoothie. You're not going to the smoothie shop to hope and cross your fingers that you meet the guy. You're going to the smoothie shop because the smoothie sounds delicious. And the smoothie is going to make you happy. And the smoothie, if it's going to make you happy, is going to bring you closer to manifesting that guy.
I see. I get it. Yeah. So I do more things to make me happy.
That's it.
And then I don't worry about what's going to happen or how it's going to happen. I just kind of just feel positive and do things that make me feel good and not worry about finding anybody.
Beautifully said. Beautifully.
Right?
Literally couldn't have said it better myself. Perfectly said, Melissa. Yes. You focus on getting happy. You focus on doing whatever it is that makes you the happiest woman on this planet. You do what brings you the most joy. And then when you get inspired to do something, you go and do it. You don't need to ask the universe anymore for that guy. The universe already knows you want that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
what
you got to focus on.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just your happiness, just your joy, just doing things that.
And that's kind of,
Go on.
No, that's kind of like what Esther Hicks says. Exactly.
Exactly.
And that'll, everything else will follow.
Exactly.
And no fear. And that's, I think, what the problem is right now is fearing and worrying about getting into a situation where, you know, where I don't trust anybody anymore.
Sure.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. But so get happy, not worry, just let it, you know, just do what I want to do and focus on good things. Right?
Exactly. And you also... Oh, sounds like we just had a little fire truck in the background.
No, I'm just driving. That was actually a train that went by.
Very cool.
I'm driving a train track. Yeah.
Very cool. So, well, here's the thing.
Sorry about that.
No, not at all. That was a cool addition to the show. So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Melissa. I can hear it in your voice. You are a very empowered woman. but you've been knocked down a couple times.
Yeah.
It's time for you to stop being a victim to your circumstances. And I'm not saying that you are a victim. What I'm saying is it's time for you to release that pain that doesn't serve you. You deserve to be loved. And guess what? You already are loved. You are loved so beyond measure. You are loved beyond anything words could ever even come close to describing. You are loved by all of creation, and the universal wind is at your back, assisting you in every single moment of every single day in manifesting everything that you wish to manifest. But the only thing is
you gotta
get out of the way of your own flow.
Yeah.
You got to just move yourself out of the way and let that water flow. Once the boulder has been dropped to change the vibrational stance of the lake's momentum, you got to allow those ripples to ripple. You got to get out of the way of stopping the ripples. So follow your excitement. Get happy now. Focus on your joy. Focus on your contentment. Focus on your imagination of the limitless and unconditional possibilities that are at your beck and call every single moment of every single day. And just get so excited about everything that is literally available to you right now. But what you got to do first to manifest it is get happy. So step one, get happy. Getting happy empowers yourself. Empower yourself by getting happy. Step two, take action on your inspiration. When you feel inspired to do something, just go and take the action. Step three, keep that momentum up. Keep doing exactly what brings you joy. Stay on riding the wave. It's like you're a surfer and you just caught this wave of momentum and now you're riding it and you're riding this wave and it is an endless wave. It is a never-ending wave. You're right until you choose to get off the wave, but then you can always get back on the next one. So you're riding this wave by following your joy, following your excitement, taking action on your inspiration, going to the market when you feel inspired to, going to get a smoothie when you feel inspired to, going to stay at home when you feel inspired to, going to get the mail whenever you feel inspired to, send someone a gift, donate to a charity, start your own charity, whatever it is, just do what brings you the greatest joy, and everything that you ask for, everything that you've been asking the universe for, must manifest if you maintain your state of joy and contentment. Melissa, you've been absolutely amazing.
Wow.
I cannot thank you enough.
Thanks, Davey.
For calling in on the show today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to do all that you told me to. I so love you and appreciate you. Thank you, Davey.
I so love and appreciate you. Melissa, we honor your strength. We honor your power. We honor the contrasting experiences that have led you to this moment to allow you to make a decision. You are in the crossroads and you can decide, do I take action towards my joy and inspiration, or do I focus on the past? And focusing on the past is what keeps us stagnant, what keeps us on a lower vibration. Focus on your joy, take action on your inspiration, and maintain the momentum. So much love to you, Melissa. Thank
Sounds
you for being
good.
Strong.
Thank you. Love you, Davey. Thank you.
Feel free to email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Follow up with me. I want to hear how everything goes.
I will do it. I will call you in about 3-4 weeks and let you know.
Sounds great. Or email me, whichever.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks, Melissa. Have a blessed day. Hope we helped.
Okay, Davey.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye. So wonderful. Thank you, Melissa, for having the courage to call in. It truly does take a lot of courage to call in and do that. What we want to share with you today here on the Vibration Station is we love and cherish all that you are. We appreciate everything that you do to contribute to the collective consciousness of this planet, to assisting and embodying a greater joy, a greater abundance for yourself and all beings on this planet, a greater happiness, love, light, laughter, and compassion for yourself and all beings. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. I'm your host, Davey. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Feel free to email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You can also check us out on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. You guys have a blessed day. And remember, your thoughts are things. See you next Sunday. Peace! Woohoo! Yep!